Radio X.
John Holmes. X.
Oh, hello. This is the podcast. It's the podcast for Weekend Breakfast with John Holmes here on Radio X. I know what you're thinking. John sounds different. It's not John. If you listened to the podcast last week, you'll know that John had to leave the studio pretty much straight after our show before he could get a chance to record this introduction to the podcast. Guess what's happened this week? Guess what he forgot to do again? So, as is becoming a very short-established but potentially long-established tradition, I'm now going to call him again and let him know, and we're going to do this just on the phone. It's fine, isn't it? Why wouldn't that be? So, hang on. Just getting my phone up. Do a dial. Oh, here it is. That's worked. So that's good.
Hello?
John Holmes, Dave Cribb.
Hello. Hey, Dave Cribb. Hey, ginger producer Dave Cribb.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm okay. Where are you?
I'm at the Cheltenham Literary Festival.
Are you in Cheltenham?
I'm in Cheltenham.
Holy
the Literature Festival,
moly!
Where I'm, you know, on stage talking about. I don't know whether you know this.
I'm going to fade you out immediately if you say anything about your. Oh, all right, okay, we can't be doing with that. John, you have to stop talking and promise that when I fade you back up, you will not talk about your book. Here we go.
Which is available on Amazon. And, well, that's where I was. That's where I am. What do you want?
Okay, Cheltenham would have done.
Right.
Fine. Anyway, guess what's happened again? You've not done the podcast.
Oh, we didn't record the podcast intro.
No.
Ah, this is, yes. Oh, this is becoming a habit.
It's a tradition, isn't it now?
Yeah, it's like the audible equivalent of heroin. Because you listen to it, and it makes you want more, doesn't it?
It does, but you know secretly that you hate yourself for doing it.
Exactly, and it gives you hallucinations.
Yes.
And made Pete Doherty go funny. Right, so we've got to do that again, have we?
Yeah, okay, so do you want to do the introduction, like as if you were here and doing it properly?
It's the, hi there, hi internet lovers. It's the Radio X Weekend Breakfast Podcast. Yes, that's right. Not to be confused with the Breakfast Podcast, which probably, and I think, went to the top of the podcast charts, didn't it?
Mm.
With Chris Moyles. Whereas this one won't. But it's available anyway. There it is. There it is. And then this is it. It's the least worst bits of the Weekend Breakfast Show on Radio X, on the all-new Radio X. Is Cornelius there?
No, absolutely not. No, he's gone home too.
Right, so you'll have to tell us what's in it then. Or don't suppose you know, do you?
I don't actually know, because Cornelius makes it, doesn't he? I'll hazard a guess, shall I?
Yeah.
We're going to probably have tourist top jumps again. That was great.
Yes, that's good, wasn't it? That was shambolic. So what did that text to describe it as? Just an appalling piece of badly thought out radio.
I can't believe how poorly it was executed.
That's right.
But yeah. An interesting follow-up, secret tweet fans. I went back on his Twitter about 10 minutes later, once we'd read that tweet out, and he had retweeted us, not retweeted, that's a different thing, but then another one saying, oh, they've just mentioned me on the radio, all is forgiven. So, easily pleased.
Oh, so there you go. It's easy to win around the haters, isn't it? You just got to mention them on the radio. Except.
Very fickle, aren't they?
Yeah. You listening to this, your podcast listener, you listen to this fickle. Honestly, we bend over backwards to bring you in class entertainment.
Exactly.
And you sit there just texting in, hating it all, and just for Cornelius to read out in a lift in our feature.
Mm. Oh,
condescending.
Yeah. That'll be on the podcast.
Yeah, sing hi professionally, bring it back round.
Yeah, wow, we've good. Fallen into that quite well, haven't we? That's gone well.
I sold four books earlier.
Did you?
Mm. Yeah.
At recommended retail price?
Yes, and I signed them for people and everything. And then I had to sign loads more. I've got a book out. what else is on it?
We'll do Alco Vox Pops again, won't we? Where we go out and talk to the drunk people of London.
Good, yes. Yeah,
ask
about
them about
news,
the news, yeah. Box Office Balls, where we send Cornelius out into the Leicester Square and ask him to buy tickets for fake Leicester Square shows. Do you know what else? Some other stuff.
All right, then. That's job done, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. Should we...
I'll tell you what, if this doesn't knock Chris Moore's off the top spot, I don't know what will.
Yes, well, it's very tricky, isn't it? I mean, we are doing all we can at the moment.
hell, roll the podcast. I've got a book out.
Radio X.
John Holmes.
X. So hello then, I am John Holmes.
And welcome, because this comes with a reminder this morning, by the way, a reminder that along with smoking, as of this week, listening to Radio X is now illegal if you've got a child in the car. That's the government consider Fresh Rock and Johnny Vaughan banter to be banned for children's health, so... it's very much the next step in legislation since they forced anyone wanting to listen to Vernon Kay in the pub to stand outside.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
Now, did you get your car into the studio? You get a car in, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's
very good. Door-to-door service. It's very, very, well, very quick.
I got sent a Merc today.
Did you?
Yeah, very comfortable. Leather seats. Yeah.
You know why they sent you a Merc?
Why is that?
Because you're a Merkin.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a very subtle way of telling me.
Yeah, you're a Merc. You're a Murky. What you are is a pubic wig. That's what you are. That.
What?
Anyway, so I don't know.
Off gone completely.
It's quite early in the morning. I don't know what I'm doing. So yes. Yeah, so anyway, I walked in a bit through Piccadilly Circus, like I did last week. So if you were listening last week, what you'll know is that I found some drunk people, of course, because all the clubs and pubs are spilling out, aren't they, really early in the morning. So about 5 in the morning. And what I like to do is go and vox pop really hammered people about the week's news. We call it Alco Vox Pops.
Yeah?
And yes, the title came first, yes. This is what happened just an hour ago.
What do you think of Jeremy Corbyn's first speech as leader at the Labour Party conference?
I don't know. I should know, but I don't know.
I've seen him on the news and stuff. I haven't really paid much attention and read. I read a lot of articles, but I just haven't really gone into that.
I actually thought it was very enlightening. I don't. Do you know what? I actually thought it was a really something that was quite striking, like quite a big difference. Like he said some that was like really like oh. But I think that's quite good. You need to shake things up a bit.
Oh my god.
What do you think?
Who the f*** is Jeremy Collins?
We learned this week that doctors can now transplant wombs, putting sheep's wombs in women without wombs and vice versa. Is this ethically acceptable?
I'm not into sheep into women. Come on. That's all I'm saying.
We learned that we're just possibly putting sheep's wombs. What? So the women that don't have wombs, they put sheep's wombs. But poor sheep, like, is that okay? So what about the sheep who want to have... I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that's really bad. That's weird. To put a sheep's womb... Is that... Do you think that's ethical?
David Cameron has faced calls for slavery repatriation in Jamaica this week. What are your thoughts?
Slavery is just generally bad.
There you go, the word. The word on the street from drunk people. That is Alco Vox Pops on Radio X.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Saturday, I'm John Holmes. Hello. I'm playing some Metallica in a minute. Yeah, don't get that.
A bin-it.
In a bin-it. Did I say bin-it?
Yeah.
I'm playing, yeah, well, a bin-it is a... Just because it's a measurement of time, isn't it?
Is it? What's
it's
it like?
Slightly longer than a minute. Okay. Bin it. Yeah, it goes minute,
yeah.
Bin it,
yeah.
And then win it.
Okay.
Which
why?
Is, I think some poo stuck to your bum hair, isn't it? A win it, is it?
Is it?
I think so. I don't know.
You know, sometimes when we go a little bit off topic,
are we on air?
I think we're edging. Are we edging slightly towards
is
that?
Are we actually? Is this on?
I don't. It's the radio.
It's on.
Hello.
Right. So that's coming up. Some Metallica, isn't it? What else? What else is coming up?
In a minute.
Shut up.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
And this elevator muzak can only mean one thing. It can mean several things, actually, of course. But what it means in this particular instance is that on the microphone that's outside, I should have paid intern Cornelius. Can you hear me, Cornelius?
Morning.
Yeah, he's there. Right, so he's on a radio mic. He is about to get in the lift here at Radio X for the feature we call Condescending, because Con is short for Cornelius. I would say...
We're dubious, aren't we?
Corn is surely short for Cornelius.
Or core?
Yeah. Or
cocker?
No, don't say that. We just... Together we accidentally said a swear there, didn't we? That was a bit much. Wow. That's like our periods are in sync or something, Dave. That's amazing.
That's how we get past the rules.
Does it work if I say the beginning of a swear word and you pick it up with the end of the swear word? Because they can't legitimately say any one of us did a swear. That's true. That was an accident then, but...
I'd like not to test this, please, on the radio.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, all right. Fine. So, Con has your text and tweets from you if you're a hater. And we've gathered some together from over the week and last week, of course. And now he reads them out while going through the building downwards in a lift because it's condescending. Mm-hmm. As indeed some of the texts and tweets are. So, Cornelius, where are you? What floor are you on?
I'm currently on floor 5, the home of strategic partnerships.
Good. I'm just going to make your level a bit better. Right, okay, so...
Strategic partnerships is very much what we did with that swear, isn't it?
Yeah, in many ways it is. How apt.
Yes.
Why aren't you on floor 6, Con?
Because the radio pack doesn't really work up there.
Okay, fine. That's the distance. Yeah. We're on the 3rd floor, and you can literally get 2 floors with it. All right, fine. All right, so if you can get into the lift, please.
Yep, it's here. I'm in lift shaft G26.
Excellent.
Today.
And what's it? We can just hear something in the background. What's it playing out? Because obviously other radio stations play.
It's Dave and Lisa on Capital.
Well, that's because they do. They it can't be.
Yeah, no, they do weekends now as well.
Do they?
Saturdays, yeah.
Do they?
Well, it's actually just highlights from the week, but they edit it to make it sound like they're live.
Okay, fine, yeah. Highlights of Dave and Lisa. Can't be a very long show. Can you hold the mic up so we can hear a little bit of it?
Sure, can you hear that?
Hold it a bit. What are they playing?
They're
Justin
playing,
Timberlake.
What's that song?
Is that Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. All right, all of the lifts here, we share a building, in case you weren't aware. With other radio stations, we've got Capital Heart, Classic, LBC, and so on and so forth. The lifts play everything but Radio X, it seems. So, in your own time, Cornelius.
Yeah, sure. So, James has got in touch and said, "Hi, John, can you please play George Ezra? Or anything. Basically, can you shut up?"
Good.
Yeah. Anonymous has texted, "Cornelius's stupid laugh makes me want to die." this should have taken quite a lot of consideration, has just texted the word tossers. Jason Picker, can you please stop talking aimlessly and put some tunes on? That's what we tune in for, really, chaps. Jason Picker, kiss.
The kiss. Go on. But you meant to send that to Kiss.
Here's an idea for a new feature. You all quit.
Could be a long runner.
Yeah.
We are listening to John Holmes in the car on the way to the airport with my granddad. He is completely deaf. Lucky git.
Good.
Desperately wanted my one night stand to leave, so I just turned on Weekend Breakfast on Radio X and she was out the door in 10 minutes. I mean,
have you got the Ofcom complaint?
Yeah, hang on.
Go on.
Sorry, I've got so much paper. That's how popular the show is. So this is an email that we all received during the week.
Yeah.
Nature of complaint, yeah. Dead or alive game.
Yeah.
We have received a complaint about the recent content above. In accordance with our published procedures, we now need to assess this content to identify whether...
What?
Whether it raises substantive issues under the broadcasting code in respect of generally accepted standards.
That's it. The email from Ofcom this week.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
By the way, that Water on Mars story, right, that came out this week, the same week as the new film The Martian comes out, right? Wow. Now, I'm not one for space conspiracy theories, but... That, my friends, is marketing. That's what that is. I mean, forget your billboard pictures of Chris Moyles hanging off the top of a tower. Forget that. Right, which, by the way, given the X event closed on September the 11th, I thought was questionable taste-wise. But this is marketing, isn't it? The Martian thing. It's you know, when that Keith Lemon film came out, they should have used Uranus.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
So about half an hour ago, if you were listening, you will have heard paid intern Cornelius. Morning.
Morning.
You will have heard him in a lift, where he was going from floor 6 in this building, our studio buildings in Leicester Square in London, down to the basement, while reading out abusive texts and emails in a feature we like to call condescending. He insists is short for Cornelius, which it isn't. It isn't, by the way, is it?
Well, I'm not going to call myself Corn.
Well, that would be short for Cornelius, wouldn't
it? That's a food, though.
Well,
What's that got to do with it?
I don't want to be a food.
Plaintive cry of the internet. I don't want to be a food. Anyway, so last week we were coming up with, you were coming up with other suggestions for features involving Cornelius, based on the fact that he thinks Con is short for Cornelius. Simon Bug on Twitter came in with a good one. How about pros and cons, he said, where Con goes out and just meets some prostitutes. So that was a good suggestion. Verities on text just simply say, my hamster's called Cornelius. We call him the Corn Star.
Wow.
Yeah. Dan on Twitter. I know, that's just some abuse for you to read out. That's fine. I will save that. That's fine. Someone who hasn't put their name on it. Cornelius goes around London sorting out domestic disputes. Condoms.
Yeah. Someone else had a similar idea for that, I think, last week, where they said Con goes to meet Dom Jolly.
Well,
same name.
Have you not seen John's new photo on the website? It looks like Dom Jolly.
I don't look like Dom Jolly.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't look like Dom Jolly.
Videox.co.uk.
I don't.
Look it up.
I don't look like Dom Jolly. He's a fat bloke.
You look like
him. I don't look like him.
Well, we'll put it out on Twitter and we'll
no,
see.
No, we won't. By the way, last week I also said how many famous Corneliuses there were, which was like Cornelius Lysett from Five Live, who does the sport. Cornelius the Ape from Planet of the Apes.
The one from Harry Potter.
The one, that's it. Except now I give you the director of SSI UK, right, who closed a factory in the north yesterday. Yeah? Cornelius Laurens.
Oh.
Heard it on the news last night.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Bad work from Cornelius there. Letting the name down.
It's letting the sites close. Yeah. All these people lost their jobs because of people like you, Con. What about the Connies on, where Cornelius becomes a banker? He's playing the long game.
Yeah.
You have to become a banker and then bankrupt the country and get a £4 million bonus and shares for doing so.
Also quite ambitious, isn't it?
Yeah. Contamination, get Con to go through the bins.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. And if you've been sending in ideas for features featuring paid intern Cornelius to do with puns on his name, thank you for them. A lot of suggestions coming in. John, condiments, because it's Con is short for Cornelius, apparently. It isn't, but he says it is. Condiments, basically, Con eats a selection of sauces until he is sick.
Big fan of sauces. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you're eating until you're sick.
Yeah,
we're going to waterboard you with sauces.
Sauceboard.
All sauces. Mint. Leon Perrins.
Horseradish.
Yes.
Reggae.
Yeah, all the sauces waterboarding you with a cloth over your face. Sauces are changed daily. That's just coming as a suggestion. I don't know who it's from. I'm putting name on it anyway. Cornelius spends, this is from James, Cornelius spends weekday evenings meeting prisoners at high security mental institutions such as Broadmoor. Condemned, he's put there.
Yeah, that works.
Kev Hawkins just thinks in a natural process of fairness, a feature called, because we base this feature, you see, on condescending. He gets in a lift and reads out hateful texts and tweets. That's the feature. Conascending, says K Hawk, but that doesn't make any sense. Paid intern, a natural Noel Fielding impersonator, because you do have the voice of Noel Fielding.
Yeah, apparently so.
All you have to do is say something in the voice of Noel Fielding. Just say something surreal. Go and do it. Look, listen.
Water fountains with snakes and glitter bombs.
See?
I mean, he's got the voice, not quite the writing skills.
I don't know, that is all Noel really does. He just says things that are incongruous in a slightly surreal way. And then he has trendy hair, that's all he does.
Mm. He's definitely not got trendy hair.
No, Cornelius has got hair that's across between someone's downstairs hair and a scouring pad. Quite weird hair. Anyway, I've got to do a thing, haven't I?
Yes, can you do the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, before you do that, can I just tell you my favourite text? Did you see this one?
Gone.
It's anonymous, no name, just says, Condoleezza Rice.
Right. No explanation as to what that would be, what feature that would be.
I haven't even thought about what the feature might be.
Dress as Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah. Radio X. John Holmes. X.
Comedian Alan Carr is one of the nation's favourite gays. To celebrate his life, BBC Records and Tapes has teamed up to release an exclusive collection of the most distinctively grating noises he makes.
Oh, no.
Alan Carr's Worst Laughs.
Yeah.
A timeless collection of forced campery to enjoy time and time again in the discomfort of your ears. Alan Carr's Worst Laughs contains all your favourites, including high-pitched, protracted, and the just plain awful. For the most part unlistenable, Alan Carr's Worst Laughs is perfect for blocking out the sound of nearby drilling, trying to drive bees from your garden, or damaging burglars. And if you order today, you'll also get, doesn't Graham Norton's laugh sound like a choking baby? Absolutely free.
It's hilarious. Story. Anyway, this is going on and on.
Oh, dear.
Radio X. John Holmes.
Well, do you know, now this is something we've done before, okay, and I resurrect it now, right, because there's, you know when you don't trust someone, just for no good rational, irrational, I suppose, yeah. reason, or rational, right, so for instance, right, if I see a ginger man,
yes,
right,
sort of see where this is going,
and he's,
sure.
and he's got a man bun, right, I don't quite trust that.
Okay.
I don't. It's the same as neatly bearded people. You know, we've had this before. You know the terribly neat beard.
Yeah.
That lines the jaw and you just think, how long did that? Why? I don't trust anyone who's got that much time on their hands to create that beard.
Well, no, because the point of a beard is laziness.
Yes.
You have a beard because you can't be bothered to shave.
As you are well demonstrating.
Yes.
It is interesting though. I think with you is that you are a ginger man.
I guess.
Right. But it's like you've done things to your face and head that actually draw attention to it as well, which is a bold move.
As in more ginger.
Yeah, so you've gone for the full face fur
yeah.
and a man bun that screams, look at me, I'm ginger and from Shoreditch. You might as well walk around with git tattooed on you. Not for the ginger thing. I'm not gingerist, by the way. That's more for the man bun. Anyway, okay. But I don't trust it. Why have you gone?
I've just not had time to get my hair cut. It got really long, and it was getting in my eyes.
Yeah.
And actually, it's so long it was getting in my mouth a bit. And I just wanted to.
That's what your mum says, Cornelia. we are going to trust issue this morning, right? Because we had a lot of these. Because it turns out I'm not the only one with irrational trust issues, right? Everyone. I mean, just you know, I'll give you an example, right? Jim writes, I don't trust anyone, right?
Mm.
It's hair related. Whose hair is a different colour to their eyebrows? And I think that's fair. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are my eyebrows a different colour to my hair?
Yours are on this occasion are not.
Oh,
no.
Good.
No. Because, again, you've added to the overall ginger look, you know, by doing that. Yeah. I don't trust anyone. This is good. This is good, actually, from Lou. I don't trust anyone over the age of 30 in a nightclub. Yeah. Why are you there? It's not for you. What are you doing?
Weird.
Yeah. What have you got, Cornelius? You've got something coming up.
Yeah, so I was in a cab this morning getting in. I definitely do not trust anyone on a push bike between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m.
You're absolutely right. It's suspicious, isn't
it? It's weird.
It's inherently suspicious.
They're definitely doing some sort of peddling is my thought.
What?
Drug peddling.
Oh, right. On a literally peddling.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Andy's...
Peddle for sure.
Andy's in Hull. If you have to push something through a postbox, a letterbox, and you don't push it all the way through, you're worse than Hitler, he's written.
No, that's good. I like that. Because then you don't have to sort of bend over to pick up the post.
Well, it depends where your letterbox is, doesn't it? If it's low down.
Yeah, but who has their...
Do you not trust anyone with a low down letterbox as well?
No, because that is just insane. Because
why?
That's just making the postman bend down as well as you. that's like putting it right at the top of the sort. It's the same thing.
It's a good point, actually. Why does no one ever put the postbox... Because you see them at the bottom and in the middle. Well, no one's got a postbox up the top, have they?
I mean, if you pushed a fragile thing through that and it just fell crashing to the ground.
Yeah, but how often do you get fragile things through a...
Paper-thin, fragile item.
Like, oh, someone's posting me a sheet of glass. Look, Anyway, trust issues this morning. Who don't you trust and why? We'll throw open the lines.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
This is from... who's this from? Sean. Hi, John. I don't trust anyone who isn't a medical professional, yet they still seem to own a box of disposable latex gloves.
Yep. Unacceptable.
Weird.
Not to be trusted.
John Holmes.
Radio X. Radio X.
A lot of suggestions coming in for box office balls this morning. This is where intern Cornelius, morning.
Morning.
Has to go outside into Leicester Square, the studio here in Leicester Square, outside, go up to a ticket-selling booth and try and buy tickets for increasingly weird shows that don't even exist. For instance, Mitchell's on Twitter and says, try and get a ticket, Cornelius, for My Grubby Fleshlight. Which, he doesn't say whether that is a musical or I think that's a whodunit.
Very much is.
Thanks. So 83936, there's also, the other ones I've got covered. Chocolate and the Charlie Factory, says Lisa this morning. Chocolate and the Charlie Factory, it's the music of hot chocolate. Yeah. Right, set on a cocaine farm. Chocolate and the Chocolate. Ask for that.
Yeah. When you said that title, I thought this is going to be a really tenuous synopsis.
Yeah,
and it definitely was.
It definitely was. Yeah. So we're going to compile a list. You're going out now to record. Go on, you might as well.
Yeah, head out.
Can I just say, if the same girl serving as was last week?
Yeah,
like try and get in her queue.
Oh yeah, good. Yeah, she was very good. Yeah, yeah, she liked you. And by that, I mean hated.
I wonder if we can...
So, it's box office balls. Off you go. It's next.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X.
And he is back from his jaunt into his foray into Leicester Square, paid intern Cornelius.
All right.
Good morning. How was it this morning? So you had to go and get some tickets for made-up shows for box office balls. How was it?
It was as fun as last week.
Did you get the same woman, though?
I did.
Did you? Yes! Yeah,
she was the same window.
Did she?
Yeah.
How long did she take to... No, don't tell us. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to listen to this. Right, so this was recorded moments ago. This is intern Cornelius out in Leicester Square asking for shows that you made up its box office balls.
Next. Hello.
Hi there. Could I book a ticket for Chocolate and the Charlie Factory tonight, please?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
No, yeah. Chocolate and the Charlie Factory, the music of hot chocolate set on a cocaine farm.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is at the Drury Lane Theatre, no. Do you mean that?
No, sorry, the Chocolate and the Charlie, the hot, you know Hot Chocolate, the band? Their music on the cocaine farm, have you not got that?
I don't read the information about... what the plays are about. I just have them listed here and that's not on the system.
Okay. Do you have The Curious Case of the Dogging in the Nighttime?
The Dog in the Nighttime?
No, The Dogging.
Name's wrong.
Westlife. Do you have the Westlife one?
No.
The Life of the Serial Killer, Fred West. On Ice.
I remember you from last week. Hello. Hi. Welcome back.
Do you have Up in Your Grill? Musical tracing the development of the George Foreman grill.
Not even going to write it on the system.
No. I'm quite interested in the history of griddles.
Cool.
Are you?
No.
Okay. Okay, no, those were just jokes, obviously. I am actually genuinely looking for a ticket tonight.
Okay.
Do you have a Banter, the Johnny Vaughan story?
I haven't heard of that.
Can you type it in and look? It's new.
I think it's only
a couple weeks old.
Johnny, how do you spell Vaughan?
I spelled really weirdly. It's V-A-U-G-H-A-N.
Oh, haven't seen that before.
No?
No, no.
What about Blokahoma? It's no. Like, you know Oklahoma, that production?
Yes.
It's that for just for blokes.
No.
No. All that jizz.
Come on, this is getting silly now.
I think that might be a typo, that one.
I think that might be too.
Do you Ryan, not have any of those?
Finish here? No, we don't. Okay. Sorry. Come on, move along, please. Next. Hello? Hi.
Sorry.
Nice work, Con.
Move along, please.
Just sort of ushering you away.
She, obviously she's at work, so she has to be fairly polite to me. Yeah. She hates me so much.
Does she work
you
every
see
Sunday?
It in her eyes. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll find out next week with another edition of Box Office Balls.
Radio
X.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
Hi, John. I don't trust anyone who sits on a park bench who aren't a couple breaking up or teenagers drinking cheap cider. Yes. Or a spy waiting for a drop. Yes, I agree with that. Who sits on park? Do you sit on a park bench?
Never. I don't think I've ever sat on a park bench.
No,
not once.
Only under those circumstances, breaking up with someone, drinking cheap cider while a teenager, or
picking up some spy goods.
Spy goods, yes. They're the only three reasons for park benches to even be there. And especially the ones with that plaque that say,
in loving memory.
In loving memory
of Roy.
Of Roy. He loved this view. What, of some bins and dog crap? Hold on, Roy. And a couple dogging in the hedge.
Can he did love that view, the drawing.
He loved that view. That's what killed him, if I'm honest. Roy was on that bench and he was got very excited at one point. He did, and just
gave out, didn't it?
His heart just went while he was watching the. Can you dog?
Dogs.
Outside, no, I mean, is dogging just in cars?
To dog.
Or is it the verb to dog? To you? Is it just in cars? Or if you're. Is it cottaging? Or is that a cop when you're in a cop?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
Dogging's just cars, isn't it? I think.
Why? Is it?
I'm no expert.
Well, let's turn to one. Cornelius. the verb. Can you dog outside of a car? Or is it specific to car sexy time?
I don't know, I've never tried it.
83936 at Radio X. Trust issues, that's right. So what have you got?
Sally in Manchester. Hi, John, Dave and Cornelius. I don't trust anyone who uses an internet cafe.
Why?
No. I get that so much. I mean, if you're using an internet cafe, you are on the run from the law.
I used an internet cafe in Berlin a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, in Berlin.
Yeah. What do you mean? In Berlin? As if that is a...
No, but when you're away, you're away from your home country.
But people in the internet cafe are away from their home country down here. I've seen them around the corner from here, Leicester Square.
Yeah, you're right. Sally's got it completely wrong. You're right. Unlucky Sally.
By the way, I've never done Morris dancing, but I know what it is.
This is one I want to take issue with as well. This is from Vicky in Stockport. I don't trust anyone who buys shopping from a supermarket and doesn't have a Nectar card or a club card. I've used my Nectar card since 2001.
Yeah.
I've shopped there every week.
Yeah.
And I checked it about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I have £38 worth of vouchers.
Right. Is that good or bad? I don't know.
£38?
I don't know.
Every time I shop there.
Yeah. So it's worthless.
It's worthless.
No, you have to get the rewards. Spend the points on the rewards.
This is a fast... This is like Watchdog, isn't it? Not a Radio X.
I've earned £38 in 15 years. That's not good, is it?
No, I don't have a Nectar.
I mean, I've been paid for my job, but...
I was going to say, you do work in radio. Yeah. So that's, you do work in radio and you're not Chris Moyles. Mm. So thus... Yeah, you know, you won't be very well paid.
He gets paid in Nectar points, doesn't he?
He probably does, yeah. And then he'd do a rant if no one paid him, like in the old days.
Radio
X.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
Gunga Din!
He does that at the end.
All right, no need for you to do it. That's in turn Cornelius there. That's the Libertines, and this is this.
Radio X.
John Holmes.
It's time for a game of tourist top trumps. Now, the way this is going to work is that if you're listening a minute ago, you'll know that intern Queen has gone outside into Leicester Square, where I'm hoping he's gone out there with Ginger producer Dave, which means I'm on my own in here, and I'm hoping each of them then has found a tourist, a genuine tourist, to come into the studio and play top trumps. So let's find out, because on line one is Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going fine, just like it was 5 minutes ago when you were in the bloody studio with me. So is it busy this morning in Leicester Square? Is it a busy time?
Yeah, it's actually quite busy. I'm currently stood outside the Scotland Banter, which just sounds like the worst place in the world.
But fine, it's a restaurant, isn't it? Scotland Banter.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's the only place that Johnny Vaughan eats. isn't it? Because it's just banter. It's just crazy banter over there while you're eating. Anyway, who have you found? Have you found a tourist?
Yeah, I found a lovely young lady called Jana.
Jana,
she's
good.
From Germany.
Put her on the phone.
Okay, I'll hand you over.
This is John, the presenter. Hello, John.
Hey, Jana, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, very good, thank you. Your English is very good, Jana. It's a lot better than my German would be, I'll be honest with you. That's very good. Listen, do you mind coming into the studio and playing a game of Tourist Top Trumps? Is that all right?
Yes.
Excellent. In that case, I know Cornelius, right, looks shifty, right, and looks a bit... he's got something of the yew tree about him, Jana. But that aside, just follow him anyway into the studio, and but don't let him touch you. Okay, fine. On line two is Ginger Producer Dave. Hello, Ginger Producer Dave, can you hear me?
Hi, I'm here, John. How are you?
Again, absolutely, just the same as I was moments ago when you left the studio. Whereabouts are you in London's glittering Leicester Square?
I'm outside an independent sandwich shop called Subway. Have you heard of it? Subway.
I have, yes. All their homemade fare. Ginger Producer Dave, have you got a tourist? Have you got a tourist?
Yes, I do. I found a lady called Garima.
Called what? Garima from Dubai, okay.
Yes.
Put her on the phone.
Okay, here she is. 1 second.
Hello.
Hello there. And what's your name?
Garima.
Garima?
Yeah.
What an excellent name, Garima. And you're from Dubai, are you?
Yes, I am.
Good. Were you born and bred in Dubai? You from there originally?
Basically, I'm from India, but born and brought up in Dubai.
Okay. Well, look, if it's all right, we're going to play a game of Tourist Top Trumps. So if you'd like to follow the ginger man, who looks a little bit like Fozzie Bear, but Fozzie Bear after he's been quite ill, then he will bring you to the studio and we'll play next. Excellent.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
That good.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. See you there.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Good. Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, it's Tourist Top Trumps, and we'll be playing it next only on Radio X.
Radio
X.
John Holmes. Radio X.
And yes, like Jeremy Corbyn, the kind of scruffy Albert Steptoe of modern politics, saying this week at the Labour Party conference that he loves his country. Let me tell you that so do we. We at Radio X share those values. It's testament to our love for you, Great Britain, that at the weekend between 6:30 and 10 o'clock in the morning, when no one's up or listening, we bring you any number of badly thought-out radio features that, if last weekend was anything to go by, tend to occupy the middle of a Venn diagram marked indifference and complaints to Ofcom.
John Holmes. Radio
X.
Radio X.
The game of Tourist Top Trumps. Now, Dave, producer Dave, hello.
Hello.
He's Ginger. Intern Cornelius.
Morning.
He's a paid intern. And they have brought one each. Let's start with intern Cornelius. Who is your top trump, Cornelius?
So I've brought the lovely Jana from Germany.
Hello, Jana.
Hello.
Did you think it was weird following a strange man with slightly Brillo pad style hair into a building, or is it?
It looked nice.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. That's 1 point already.
Okay, it's not 1 point. So you are his card, essentially. You are his Trump, if not Donald. Just hello. Was that your phone? Yeah, that was your contestant, so we'll talk to Jana in a minute. Your contestant is...
Garima.
Hello, Garima.
Hi.
And you're from...
Sorry for the phone, but I'm from Dubai.
Dubai? Yeah. And someone just told me you work in radio.
No, I don't work in radio. Basically, I won this trip through a radio. So I'm in London because of the radio.
That's amazing! What radio station did you win this?
It's City 1016. Yeah.
Great. The home of the Dubai Chris Moyles. I don't know what that would be. It sounds weird. But welcome. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
All the way from Dubai. And Jana from Germany then. So next. So stay. Don't go away. Take the time to turn your phone off. Anything you like. Because next we are going to play a game of Tourist Top Trumps.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
And yes, the game of Tourist Top Trumps is upon us now. Ginger producer Dave.
Hello.
And paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Had to go out into Leicester Square to find a tourist each. They have been brunged in to the studio. And this is where we find out who's going to score the most points out of Cornelius and Dave due to their Top Trump tourists. Okay. So, remind us who we have from Germany.
Hi, I'm Yana.
Hi, Yana. And who we have from Dubai?
Garima.
Hi. Garima from Dubai. Hi. Who won her trip?
Yeah.
Through a radio station?
Yes.
In Dubai?
Yes.
And you didn't know this was going to happen, did you?
I don't know. I think I have a strong connection with radio, I guess.
This is what it is, isn't it? So strange. This is very strange. How did you... How are you here, Yana? Did you win it?
Just touristy.
Yes. Touristy.
Holiday.
Holiday. What's German for holiday?
Ferien.
There you go. That. What she said there.
Good.
See, we're laughing and learning. So, not so much of the former so far. So, it's very simple. It's a game of top trumps, right? So, it's a category, and you just kind of have to answer it. And whoever I deem to win, right, in the battle between Dubai and Germany, we'll give the point. Anyway, so, first of all...
Category 1.
Here we go, with distance travelled. Category 1, distance travelled. Let's go to Dubai first.
Okay.
Any idea?
4,600 miles.
And distance travelled, Yana?
1,000 miles.
1,000 miles to the UK from Germany. And the answer is Dubai, which, by the way, is a city, not a country, before anyone... writes in, of course, United Arab Emirates. Distance travelled from there to the UK, 4,442 miles.
Yeah.
From Germany, 542 miles. The first point yes. goes to Dave, who just high-fived Dubai.
Yes.
This is Category 2.
Category 2.
Are you here legally or illegally, Johanna?
I think I'm here legally.
Legally. Same question.
Do you allow illegal? No.
Legal. Two legals. No points for that.
Category 3.
In your country of origin, is stoning acceptable for adultery?
No.
Right. Hey! No points.
Category 4.
Total number of touristy places visited so far on this trip, Yana?
Brighton?
Yes.
Canterbury.
Nice. That's I live there.
Ashford.
I didn't see you.
Ashford.
Nice. Why did you go to Ashford?
Student exchange.
Fine. Yeah. Ashford's horrible. yeah. I wish you'd bombed it in the war.
I do.
Where else?
Tenton.
Tenterden?
Yes.
There's a lot of Kent going on, isn't
there? You've just been in Kent.
There's a lot of Kent. Yeah.
I think that was it.
Okay, that's fine. And what about you?
I've been to London Eye.
Yes.
Tower of London.
This is very London, good.
Okay. Yeah. London Bridge.
Yeah.
London Zoo.
Yeah.
And Westminster Castle.
Okay, Westminster Castle, good, yes. I like that, yeah.
And...
don't forget the bag you've got there.
M&M.
It's the Joker! She's playing the Joker!
Play the Joker.
You're in M&M World! Have you been to M&M World, Yana?
Yes, I was.
Oh! There you go. Well, we've done a lot of Kent, a lot of London. I'm going to call it a point each. I think that's fair.
It's very much a draw so far.
Next category. It's the final almost final category.
Category 5.
How many sprigs of lavender have you bought in the street off an old gypsy?
Okay.
Sorry, what?
I'm taking that as none. Same question. Sprigs of lavender, old gypsy, how many?
No.
None! It's the classic London thing, but neither have done it. And final category.
Category 6.
Is this, how many friends are you travelling with?
I'm travelling with mother, so all my friends together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in number?
One.
Just one? It's one, okay. It's one, okay.
All for one.
Okay, good. And Yana?
1, 2.
It's two. That's two.
There's
friends.
So many tiebreakers there, aren't there?
That's a 2 point. That's a point for the Ekmore friends.
Okay.
So have you got the scores?
Yeah. Well, I mean, every category was a draw.
Yeah.
Except the first one.
Yeah.
So by virtue of distance.
Yeah.
I win.
Dubai
out of 10.
Has yes. won Germany, has beat Germany in the war. That's not winning here, is it, Germany? Well done. How lovely to meet your friends as well. What are your names?
Mina.
You're Mina? Those are the friends. I'm just proving there are people in here, that's all. That was a shambles, wasn't it? I bet the radio station in Dubai is better than this, isn't it?
Yes.
It's Tori's Top Trumps on Radio X.
John Holmes, Radio X. Radio X.
So what's next? Oh, I know. That's right. We invite you to... You know, like when James Herriot in... don't look at me like that. Bear with me. Just go with it. Mm. All Creatures Great and Small used to shove his arm up to the elbow into a cow.
Yeah.
Right? It's like that now, but with your bathroom cabinet. Because I... What?
Sorry, what program was that?
Do you not remember All Creatures Great and Small?
No. Did you just go up to different animals and just...
No. Okay, I admit, if you're not familiar with... If you're not familiar with it, I realise, looking back now, that what I've just said, it does sound a bit odd, doesn't it? Like there was some sort of TV programme on a Sunday night as well, wasn't it? Mm. It'd just be on a Sunday night. And it'd be inappropriate if on BBC One, prime time.
TV formats in the 90s are very different.
And if you don't know the plot... then I guess that I've just said a man on television would put his arm up to the elbow in a cow's vagina.
Or just any then creatures, great and small.
Yeah, well, it was based on the... He was helping it give birth.
Oh.
Because it was a vet. It was about James Herriot.
What's this got to do with our radio show?
I don't know now. I don't know. Are we doing that? What are we doing next?
Sticking our hands on some animals. Next
on Radio X. No, we're not doing that.
Radio X.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
So there it was. There. That's the end. That's the end of the Weekend Breakfast Show on Radio X for the second weekend. Now, last weekend was our first weekend,
yep.
And we managed to get Radio X's first ever Ofcom complaint. Mm. I wonder, as the sun sets on the Weekend Breakfast Show this week, whether we'll achieve that level of greatness.
You haven't said anything that offensive today, have you?
Well, I didn't last week either, but that doesn't stop people... Oh, look, I've got my phone here. Oh, hello, is that Ofcom? Oh, I'm really angry. Why are you angry? Oh, I'm just angry because I've got no real life and I just complain about things all day.
There it is.
There it is right there.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.